Why most professionals talk too much. In boardrooms across the globe, a silent epidemic is undermining productivity, stifling innovation, and damaging careers. It's not market volatility, technological disruption, or economic uncertainty. It's something far more insidious and surprisingly common: professionals who simply talk too much. From the executive who dominates every meeting to the team member who turns a 5-minute update into a 20-minute monologue, excessive talking has become one of the most pervasive yet overlooked challenges in modern workplace communication. While confidence and verbal communication skills are undoubtedly valuable in professional settings, there's a fine line between effective communication and counterproductive oversharing. Many well-intentioned professionals cross this line daily, often without realizing the negative impact their verbose tendencies have on their colleagues, their projects, and ultimately, their own career advancement. Understanding why this happens and, more importantly, how to correct it is essential for anyone looking to maximize their professional effectiveness and build stronger workplace relationships. The psychology behind excessive professional communication. The reasons why people tend to talk extensively in workplace environments are deeply rooted in human psychology and professional culture. At its core, excessive talking often stems from a combination of insecurity, the need for validation, and misguided attempts to demonstrate expertise or value. Many professionals mistakenly believe that speaking more equates to contributing more, leading them to fill every silence with words, regardless of whether those words add meaningful value to the conversation. Anxiety plays a significant role in this phenomenon. When individuals feel uncertain about their position, expertise, or acceptance within a team, they may compensate by over-explaining their thoughts, providing excessive detail, or repeatedly clarifying points that were already understood. This nervous energy manifests as verbal overflow, creating a cycle where the speaker becomes increasingly anxious about how they're being perceived, leading to even more talking. Additionally, some professionals have never learned to distinguish between thinking out loud and strategic communication, treating every meeting or interaction as an opportunity to verbally process their thoughts rather than share refined, purposeful insights. The modern workplace culture also inadvertently encourages excessive talking through its emphasis on participation and engagement. Many professionals feel pressure to contribute to every discussion, even when they have little meaningful input to offer. This pressure can lead to rambling, repetitive statements, or the introduction of tangential topics that derail productive conversations. Furthermore, the psychological patterns that drive compulsive talking often become deeply ingrained habits that are difficult to break without conscious effort and feedback. The career-damaging impact of verbal excess. The consequences of talking too much in professional settings extend far beyond momentary annoyance or meeting delays. Research and workplace observations consistently demonstrate that excessive talking can significantly hinder career progression and professional relationships. Colleagues begin to view overtalkers as self-absorbed, inconsiderate of others' time, or lacking in self-awareness, none of which are qualities associated with leadership potential or collaborative excellence. In leadership contexts, the impact is particularly pronounced. Executive-level professionals who dominate conversations often unknowingly stifle their team's creativity and engagement. When leaders consistently overcommunicate, they signal to their teams that their input isn't valued or necessary, leading to decreased participation, reduced innovation, and lower overall team performance. This creates a paradox where the very behavior intended to demonstrate leadership actually undermines it. The damage extends to decision-making processes as well. Teams led by excessive talkers often experience delayed decision-making, as important discussions become bogged down in unnecessary detail or repetitive explanations. This not only affects immediate productivity but can also impact long-term strategic initiatives when teams lose momentum or focus due to communication inefficiencies. Additionally, excessive talking can mask rather than reveal expertise, as truly knowledgeable professionals understand the value of concise, targeted communication over verbose displays of information. Recognizing the warning signs of communication overload. Identifying whether you are falling into the trap of excessive professional communication requires honest self-reflection and awareness of specific behavioral patterns. Understanding the underlying reasons for over-communication is the first step toward developing more effective communication habits that serve both your career and your colleagues' needs. One of the most telling signs is the tendency to provide excessive context or background information before making a point. While some context is necessary, professionals who talk too much often spend several minutes setting up a simple observation or recommendation. Similarly, the habit of repeating the same point in multiple ways, ostensibly for clarity but often due to uncertainty about whether the message has been received, indicates a lack of confidence in one's communication effectiveness. Another warning sign is the inability to read social cues that suggest others are ready to move on or contribute to the conversation. This might manifest as continuing to speak when others are checking phones, looking at watches, or attempting to interject with their own thoughts. Additionally, if you frequently find yourself being the last person to stop talking in meetings, or if colleagues often appear disengaged during your contributions, these could be indicators that your communication style needs adjustment. Pay attention to whether your speaking time consistently exceeds that of others in group settings, particularly when you're not in a designated leadership or presentation role. The strategic power of listening and selective communication. Transforming from an over-talker into an effective communicator requires embracing the strategic power of listening and selective verbal engagement. Professional communication excellence isn't measured by the volume of words spoken but by the impact and relevance of those words. This shift in perspective is fundamental to developing communication habits that enhance rather than hinder professional relationships and career advancement. Effective listening involves more than simply waiting for your turn to speak. It requires active engagement with others' ideas, thoughtful consideration of their perspectives, and the discipline to resist the urge to immediately respond with your own thoughts. When professionals master this skill, they often discover that their contributions become more valuable because they're building on and responding to what others have shared, rather than simply broadcasting their own independent thoughts. This collaborative approach to communication naturally reduces the tendency to overtalk while simultaneously increasing the quality and relevance of verbal contributions. The concept of selective communication involves being strategic about when, how, and what to communicate in professional settings. Rather than feeling compelled to contribute to every discussion, effective communicators choose their moments carefully, speaking up when they have genuine value to add rather than simply to be heard. This approach requires developing comfort with silence and the confidence to let others lead conversations when appropriate. Understanding the practices that distinguish exceptional communicators can provide valuable guidance for professionals looking to refine their communication approach. Practical strategies for communication refinement. Developing more concise and effective communication habits requires deliberate practice and the implementation of specific strategies designed to reduce verbal excess while maintaining or increasing communication impact. The first strategy involves preparation and planning, particularly for meetings and important conversations. Before entering any professional discussion, take time to identify the key points you want to convey and practice expressing them concisely. This preparation helps prevent the rambling and circuitous explanations that often characterize excessive talking. Implementing the one-breath rule can be particularly effective for professionals who tend to speak in long, uninterrupted streams. This rule suggests that each point or idea should be expressible in roughly one breath, forcing speakers to break down complex thoughts into digestible segments and allowing others opportunities to engage with the conversation. Similarly, the three-point maximum guideline encourages speakers to limit themselves to three main points in any given contribution, preventing the information overload that can occur when someone tries to address too many topics at once. Another valuable strategy involves developing greater awareness of conversational dynamics through careful observation of timing and turn-taking patterns. Effective communicators pay attention to natural conversation rhythms, speaking when there are genuine openings rather than creating interruptions or monopolizing discussion time. This might involve counting silently to three before responding to ensure others have finished their thoughts, or setting personal limits on speaking time in group settings. The goal isn't to become silent but to become more intentional and strategic about verbal contributions. Building leadership through measured communication. True leadership communication involves knowing when to speak and when to create space for others to contribute, share ideas, and take ownership of conversations and solutions. Leaders who command attention and respect understand that their role isn't to dominate discussions but to facilitate productive exchanges that leverage the collective intelligence and creativity of their teams. This leadership approach requires developing what might be called communication confidence, the security to let others shine, to ask questions rather than provide answers, and to guide conversations through strategic listening rather than constant talking. Leaders who master this approach often find that their teams become more engaged, innovative, and collaborative because team members feel valued and heard. The leader's role shifts from being the primary source of information and direction to being a facilitator of team wisdom and collective problem solving. Developing this leadership communication style also involves learning how to maintain authority and influence while encouraging participation from others. This balance requires sophisticated communication skills that allow leaders to guide discussions without overwhelming them, provide direction without micromanaging, and maintain decisive leadership while remaining open to input and collaboration. The most effective leaders understand that their communication power comes not from the volume of their words but from the wisdom of their listening and the strategic nature of their verbal contributions. Creating sustainable communication habits. Transforming communication patterns requires more than simply deciding to talk less, it demands the development of new habits, skills, and mindsets that support more effective professional interactions. This transformation process begins with honest self-assessment and continues with consistent practice of new communication behaviors. Many professionals benefit from seeking feedback from trusted colleagues or mentors who can provide honest observations about their communication patterns and suggest specific areas for improvement. Developing better communication habits also involves expanding one's understanding of comprehensive communication principles and strategies that extend beyond simply talking less. This might include learning to ask better questions, developing skills in nonverbal communication, understanding how to structure presentations more effectively, or mastering the art of providing concise but comprehensive updates and reports. The goal is to become a more complete and effective communicator rather than simply a quieter one. Sustainability in communication improvement requires ongoing attention and adjustment as professional roles and contexts change. What works in one position or with one team may need modification as responsibilities evolve or as you work with different groups of colleagues. The key is maintaining awareness of your communication impact and remaining flexible enough to adjust your approach based on feedback, results, and changing professional circumstances. This ongoing refinement process helps ensure that improved communication habits continue to serve your career advancement and professional relationships over time. Conclusion. The challenge of excessive talking in professional settings isn't simply about personality flaws or bad habits, it's about understanding the difference between communication and effective communication. The most successful professionals recognize that their verbal contributions should add value, facilitate collaboration, and support shared objectives rather than simply fill silence or demonstrate their own knowledge and opinions. This recognition leads to a more strategic approach to workplace communication that benefits everyone involved. Moving forward, the key to overcoming the tendency to talk too much lies in developing greater self-awareness, practicing active listening, and embracing the power of selective, purposeful communication. This doesn't mean becoming passive or disengaged, rather, it means becoming more intentional about when and how you contribute to professional conversations. By focusing on quality over quantity in your verbal communications, you position yourself as someone who adds genuine value to discussions and demonstrates the kind of thoughtful leadership that organizations prize. The journey toward more effective professional communication is ongoing and requires patience with yourself as you develop new habits and skills. However, the benefits: improved relationships with colleagues, enhanced leadership effectiveness, greater career advancement opportunities, and more productive workplace interactions make this effort worthwhile. Remember that the goal isn't to become silent but to become strategic, ensuring that every word you speak in professional settings serves a purpose and contributes to the success of your team, your organization, and your own career development.